بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال هؤلاء بناتي إن كنتم فاعلين.
Verse number 71. Lut, peace be with him, said to them, "These are the women of my people, who are like daughters to me. Marry them if you want to satisfy your desires."
لعمرك إنهم لفي سكرتهم يعمهون.
Verse number 72. By your life, O Messenger, the people of Lut wander blindly in pursuit of their lusts.
فأخذتهم الصيحة مشرقين.
Verse number 73. The destructive punishment seized them at the time of sunrise.
فجعلنا عاليها سافلها وأمطرنا عليهم حجارة من سجيل.
Verse number 74. We turned their towns upside down, and rained on them a shower of petrified clay.
إن في ذلك لآيات للمتوسمين.
Verse number 75. In the incident mentioned about the punishment that descended on the people of Lut, there are signs for those who ponder.
وَإِنَّهَا لَبِسَبِيلٍ مُقِيمٍ.
Verse number 76. The towns of the people of Lut are on an existing road and can be seen by travelers who pass by.
إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ.
Verse number 77. In that which occurred, there is a sign for the believers to take lesson from.
وَإِن كَانَ أَصْحَابُ الْأَيْكَةِ لَظَالِمِينَ.
Verse number 78. The people of Shu'aib, who lived in a town surrounded by intertwined trees, were wrongdoers. Because of their denial of Allah and rejection of his messenger Shu'aib, peace be with him.
فَانْتَقَمْنَا مِنْهُمْ وَإِنَّهُمَا لَبِإِمَامٍ مُبِينٍ.
Verse number 79. We took retribution from them when the punishment seized them. The towns of the people of Lut and the dwellings of the people of Shu'aib are on a path clear to those who pass by.
وَلَقَدْ كَذَّبَ أَصْحَابُ الْحِجْرِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ.
Verse number 80. Indeed, the Thamud, who were the people of Hijr, a place between Hijaz and the Levant, had in fact rejected all the messengers when they rejected their prophet Saleh, peace be with him.
وآتيناهم آياتنا فكانوا عنها معرضين.
Verse number 81. We gave them proofs and signs to indicate his truthfulness in what he brought from his Lord. One of these was the she-camel, but they did not take a lesson from those signs and paid no attention to them.
وَكَانُوا يَنْحِتُونَ مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتًا آمِنِينَ.
Verse number 82. They used to carve out dwellings in the rocks of the mountains, in which they lived safe from that which they feared.
فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ الصَّيْحَةُ مُصْبِحِينَ.
Verse number 83. Then the bolt of the punishment seized them in the morning.
فما أغنى عنهم ما كانوا يكسبون.
Verse number 84. The wealth and the dwellings that they had gained did not ward off Allah's punishment.
وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَإِنَّ السَّاعَةَ لَآتِيَةٌ فَاصْفَحِ الصَّفْحَ الْجَمِيلِ.
Verse number 85. We did not create the heavens and the earth, and we did not create everything between them in vain, without any wisdom. We only created all of that with a true purpose. The hour will certainly come. So, O Messenger, ignore those who reject you, and pardon them graciously.
إِنَّ رَبَّكَ هُوَ الْخَلَّاقُ الْعَلِيمُ.
Verse number 86. Your Lord, O Messenger, is the creator and the knower of everything.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَاكَ سَبْعًا مِنَ الْمَثَانِي وَالْقُرْآنَ الْعَظِيمِ.
Verse number 87. We have given you the opening, Surah Al-Fatiha, which consists of 7 verses, and we have given you the grand Qur'an.
لا تمدن عينيك إلى ما متعنا به أزواجا منهم ولا تحزن عليهم واخفض جناحك للمؤمنين.
Verse number 88. Do not extend your sight to the temporary enjoyments we have given to some classes of disbelievers, and do not grieve over their rejection. Be humble with the believers.
وَقُلْ إِنِّي أَنَا النَّذِيرُ الْمُبِينُ.
Verse number 89. Say, O Messenger, I am indeed a warner of the punishment, and I make clear that which will guide you.
كَمَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَى الْمُقْتَسِمِينَ.
Verse number 90. I warn you of a punishment, similar to that which Allah sent down on those who formed an alliance to deny the messengers. Beneficial points. 1. When Allah intends to destroy a town, their evil and transgression increases. When it reaches its peak, He imposes on them the retribution they deserve. 2. In the story of Lut, there is a lesson and admonition for true believers. 3. It is disliked to enter places of punishment. 4. The sight of a believer should not long for the ornaments of the world when he has knowledge of the mighty and majestic Master. 5. A believer must remain far from the idolaters, and must not grieve if they do not have faith. He must be close to the believers, humble before them and loving towards them, even if they are poor.
الَّذِينَ جَعَلُوا الْقُرْآنَ عِظِيمَ.
Verse number 91. Those who accept parts of the Qur'an and allege other parts to be sorcery, soothsaying or poetry.
فَوَرَبِّكَ لَنَسْأَلَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ.
Verse number 92. By your Lord, O Messenger, I will on the Day of Judgment bring all those who break it into parts to account.
عَمَّا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ.
Verse number 93. We will question them about the disbelief and sins they committed in the world.
فاصدع بما تؤمر وأعرض عن المشركين.
Verse number 94. So announce, O Messenger, the invitation towards Allah that He has instructed you to do, and do not pay any attention to what the idolaters say and do.
إِنَّا كَفَيْنَاكَ الْمُسْتَهْزِئِينَ.
Verse number 95. Do not be afraid of them, for we are enough for you against those leaders of disbelief from the Quraysh who mock at you.
الذين يجعلون مع الله إلها آخر فسوف يعلمون.
Verse number 96. Those who take another deity along with Allah, they will soon come to know the evil outcome of their associating partners with Allah.
وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ.
Verse number 97. We know that your heart, O Messenger, is constrained by their rejection and mockery of you that emanates from them.
فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ.
Verse number 98. So resort to Allah by declaring His transcendence from everything not appropriate for Him, and by praising Him with the attributes of His perfection, and be one of those who worship Allah and pray to Him, in that there is a cure for the strain on your heart.
واعبد ربك حتى يأتيك اليقين.
Verse number 99. Go to worshipping your Lord and continue doing so as long as you live until death comes to you in that state. The B. Surah An-Nahl. Themes of the Surah. The surah focuses on reminding man of the many blessings that surround him, that prove the existence of a creator, necessitating servitude to him, and warns the consequences of ingratitude.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ata amrullahi fala tasta'jilu. سبحانه وتعالى عما يشركون.
Explanation. Verse number 1. The hour and the punishment that Allah has decreed for you, O disbelievers, is close, so do not ask for it to come sooner than its time. Exalted is He, and high above that which they associate with Him in their worship.
ينزل الملائكة بالروح من أمره على من يشاء من عباده أن أنذروا أنه لا إله إلا
Verse number 2. He sends down the angels to whichever of His messengers He wills with a revelation that brings life to the souls, saying, Warn, O messengers, the people against associating partners with Allah, for there is no one deserving of worship besides Me. Be mindful of Me, O people, by fulfilling My instructions and avoiding My prohibitions.
خلق السماوات والأرض بالحق تعالى عما يشركون.
Verse number 3. Allah created the heavens and the earth without any precedent for a true purpose. He did not create them in vain, but created them to serve as a sign of His greatness. He is exalted, and high above their ascribing others as partners to him.
خلق الإنسان من نطفة فإذا هو خصيم مبين.
Verse number 4. He created man from a despised drop of fluid, who then progressed from one form to another, until he became a harsh contender using falsehood to attempt to invalidate with it the truth, being an obvious opponent in his arguing.
والأنعام خلقها لكم فيها دفء ومنافع ومنها تأكلون.
Verse number 5. He also created livestock such as camels, cattle, and goats for your benefit. O people, some of these benefits include deriving warmth from their wool and hair and other benefits from their milk, skin, and backs. Some of them serve as food that you eat.
وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا جَمَالٌ حِينَ تُرِيحُونَ وَحِينَ تَسْرَحُونَ.
Verse number 6. There is a beauty in them for you in the evening and in the morning when you take them out to graze. Beneficial points. 1. In the verses there is proof that all people will be questioned, both disbelievers as well as believers, with the exception of those who enter paradise without reckoning. 2. Allah's care and attention to protecting the Prophet, peace be upon him, from the harm of the idolaters. 3. Glorifying, praising, and praying to Allah is the cure for worries and grief and the way out of crises, dilemmas, and anguish. 4. A Muslim is required to go on worshipping, in the form of ritual prayer, until death comes to him, as long as his mind is not overcome by a state of unconsciousness or a loss of memory. 5. The creation of the heavens and the earth, and the creation of man, is a clear sign of Allah's power, existence, and oneness. 6. Similarly, the creation of livestock and their many benefits of which mankind enjoys is another sign of Allah's power and oneness. 7. Allah has given us ownership of livestock and animals and subjugated them to us. He has permitted us to control and take benefit from them out of His mercy for us.